This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Indeed, it has been some glory days at Barracks Road Shopping Center. April 30th, 1959, Staples Barbershop opens for business at Barracks Road, one of the founding businesses. And proprietor Ken Staples joins me live in studio. It's good to see you. Welcome back to the program.
Good to be back, Coy.
So give us we want to talk about the early years of Barracks Road, but give us the backstory. Remind us, there was a long history to Staples Barbershop even before Barracks Road, right?
Yes, it was. Okey-doke, let's start at the start. What do you say?
All righty.
Here we go. My father came to Charlottesville in 1921 as a barber. He got a job. And after that, found it was a barbershop for sale in downtown Charlottesville, on Main Street, as a matter of fact. So Dad wound up buying the shop. And he renamed it, whatever it was, I don't know, but he renamed it Staples Barbershop, and that was 1923. So Dad barbered there with others. And
that was about 10 years before you were born, right?
Oh, my stars, yes.
Yeah.
Well, don't make it any worse than it is. How about nine?
9 years, okay. Now, had he been a barber before? I mean, why did he decide to get into that line of work?
No, when I graduated from Lane High School in 1950, and I've always been fascinated with trains. I love trains. I'm a model railroader, but the prototypes just fascinated me. So I went down to Chesapeake and Ohio Radio Railroad office and applied for a job as a clerk, and then I got hired. So you learn lots of different jobs on the railroad, and that suited me fine. And I went to work in fall, I suppose it was, 1950. And then the Korean War got hot, and so it was closing in on me. So in late 52, I decided I'm going to get drafted, think I'll join the Army. So I joined the Army, and I was gone till I came home in January 55. They let us out a little bit early. So when I came back, went back to work at the Chesapeake and Ohio Railroad, and everything was fine. And that October 55, I got cut off, as they referred to it on railroad. I was unemployed. So my dad talked to me. He said, "Son, you ever thought of going to barber school?" And I said, "Really, I hadn't." But I did. And I had my GI Bill, went through barber school, finished barber school, went to work in his shop downtown in 1956, June 56.
My guest is Ken Staples, a native of Charlottesville, born right here in 1932, the proprietor of Staples Barbershop, which was founded by his father downtown in 1923. And, of course, your dad sold that downtown business,
yes,
and then reopened the shop out at Barracks Road.
Well, yes, we had the opportunity. My father waited on, I know, three of the men, the original builders of Barracks Road Shopping Center. They were all local men. They were all friends and had deep pockets. So they decided to build a shopping center. So they asked my father if he would consider putting a barbershop. They were going to build a shopping center out in the country, and if he'd consider putting a barbershop out there. Well, I liked that. That was a good idea. So Dad and I talked about it, and he said, "Well, son, if you think so, let's go for it." He always was upbeat and thinking about the future.
Yeah.
He was like that.
Do you remember when they told you where it was? This Barracks Road Shopping Center, it was way out in the country, right?
It was. It was a corner of, everybody knows where it is, Barracks Road and Emmett Street. By the name in those days, it was Route 29, U.S. Highway, Route 29, no name on it.
And one of the only things out there at the time was Carroll's Tea Room there
Carroll's
on the corner.
Carroll's Tea Room. Yeah, you know about Carroll's Tea Room.
Yes, sir.
Well, us townies, us locals, used to go by occasionally, and we were welcome to go there, and that was quite a place. And you know the sign that was out front, don't you?
No Carols, no room, no tea.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Carol Walton.
Home
was
of the international duck races. Yeah.
Yeah, it's back. Yeah, no Carol, no tea, no room. And that's where it was. That was someplace.
And of course, when they built Barracks Road right there, essentially right behind Carol's Tea Room, they picked up Carroll's and moved it across the street, and then later took it up 29, where it was for a while.
Up Road.
Tell us when you opened April 30th, 1959, and we're talking with Ken Staples. Staples Barbershop was one of the very first businesses out there, mm-hmm. out there in the country.
That's right. Meadowbrook across the street had been built in the early to mid-50s somewhere. We came along a little later, but there was nothing, as you know, Emmett Street today. It's just building after building after building. It wasn't that way.
Yeah.
And when we opened, there were five of us shops starting at the corner where Hallmark is today, and running down to where we are presently. There were it was Page Gifts, a small gift shop, Carrie's Camera Shop, first one built. And Carrie went on to have quite a big company. And then we had William Rowan. It was a men's and women's sportswear store when Madras had just come on the scene, and that's what they sold. And then it was Staples Barbershop. And then the beauty shop, the Vogue Beauty Shop, was next to us, and that was it. There and down at the other end where Kroger Grocery is today, starting on the corner, was a dry cleaning plant, a space open, and Colonial Grocery Store, which was there.
And that predates the Kroger, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And a coin-operated laundry. Now, they opened ahead of the five of us up farther into the parking lot. So that was the beginning, and there was still a lot of dirt around.
We're talking with Ken Staples of Staples Barbershop, which celebrates its 50th anniversary this year at Barracks Road Shopping Center. Was it popular right from the very beginning? I mean, did word just get out around Central Virginia that there's this big new shopping center in town?
Well, the word wasn't put out in those days like today, where you have mass media and everybody's into it. It wasn't that way. We had some clientele from downtown that did follow us. Most didn't. They stayed downtown. They were downtown shoppers, so they stayed downtown. And we slowly built a new clientele in Barracks Road. So it took a while, but yes, the people were curious. They wanted to come in and see. And that was one thing I think that truly helped Barracks Road in its forming years and as it built more and built more. Everything was brand new. Every store that opened, everything in it was brand new. We were the same way. We didn't bring any old equipment from downtown, everything. So the public liked that. They liked to go in a store and everything was brand new.
New and modern, and that was
right.
The age, yeah.
And up to date.
I know the first ad, we're talking with Ken Staples, and if you'd like to join the conversation, you got a question or a comment, or you just want to say hi to Ken Staples and congratulate he and his team on 50 years at Barracks Road, give us a call, 977-1070. I know the first ad for Barracks Road Shopping Center announcing the grand opening in the Daily Progress, one of the things in the ad said, acres of free parking. Come on out to the country for acres of free parking.
That's right. Downtown had gotten pretty crowded then, and then, of course, the city put parking meters everywhere they could stick one.
Right, right.
And a policeman to watch them. If they expired, you got your ticket. So I think the public was ready for acres of free parking. They really were.
We're talking with Ken Staples of Staples Barbershop. Now, I know I want to give you a moment to recognize some of the men that have been with you at Staples for quite some time.
I sure would. They've been it's a wonderful crew I've got there. I have six, and me, for what little I do anymore. That's a joke. But on my first chair is my standby. When I'm not there, Frank is the man, Frank Sprouse. Frank came with me in September the 6th, 1966. He's been there a pretty good while.
Wow. And, of course, he cuts my hair. He's right there by the window.
Exactly right.
And he started the year that I was born. I was still in diapers when he started with you cutting hair.
Wish you hadn't said that.
Sorry about that.
with your gray hair short in there, you know, that really makes it. And then I have James Schaefer. James came in March of 1967. He's been there a long, long time, too. And then we had two that had been with us for a while and both passed away. And we picked up another man who's been there since 1990, is Earl Putnam.
Mm-hmm.
That time has flown. I can't believe it's been that long since. And then we fill out the current crew. We've got Steve DiGirolamo, And Steve's been there almost 4 years. And I have Jason Romage, who is he's the number six man. And he's been there. He's 2 years in. They're all good barbers. They're personable people. And I'm proud of them just as I can be. I would like to mention one more, though.
Sure, sure.
Is John Tucker. John came with us in October 1961 when we opened our second shop in the north wing of Barracks Road, when they built that. That was October the 2nd, 1961. We opened up. John and his friend Woody Harvey came to work, and Dad left the shop I'm in now and went over there to be at that shop. And we had them both for 15 years out there. John worked his whole working career with us and retired, but he's still, we call him a swing man. As 2 days a week he wanted to work, and so as a man is off of his, on his regular day off, John works that chair. So he fits right in with the crew, too. He's still good old John Tucker.
He has cut generations of heads here in Charlottesville. Ken Staples, a native of our fair city and a proprietor of Staples Barbershop, 50 years at Barracks Road Shopping Center. Do you, yes, sir?
May I mention one more person?
Sure thing.
Not connected with the barbershop, but it's part of the Barracks Road Shopping Center. As Barracks Road grew and grew and grew, the owners, the developers' owners, same group of men, sort of managed it themselves. Then they decided maybe that they needed a manager, and they had another personal friend, and so Mr. David Carr, and he was hired as manager. But the point I want to make with all of that is there's a lady who is our manager of Barracks Road now, came to work for Mr. Carr, Janet Harper. She was our current manager of Barracks Road, and with Federal Realty, which is quite an organization that owns us now. But I just wanted to mention Janet. Yeah. Janet and I have been friends, and she came September the 6th, 1966, the same day that Frank came to work at the barbershop.
How about that? Well, I know Mr. Carr and Janet were there for quite some time.
Oh, yes, yeah. They were. And Janet still is. Mr. Carr, of course, retired.
Right, right. I just saw him last week or the week before.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So small world.
So, and over the years, of course, Barracks Road has just expanded in every direction, mm-hmm. especially coming south towards the university. It's just come all the way down with all sorts of new stores, and they opened Ken Johnson's cafeteria, opened right out in front of your store at some point.
Mm-hmm. In 1961. Let's see, after the Kroger, the shopping center was built from where we are, the island, as people know it, back down to Barracks Road. The bank was built, and it's coming down the way. We had a big box store, Rose's 5 and 10 cent store, then a little street that takes you out up to Millmont, and then the drugstore, People's Drugstore it was then, and a shoe store and a hardware store and on down the line till that was filled. Then it seems to me, the north wing was built before the cafeteria building. I'm getting a little fuzzy a long time ago. But that's the way it was, because I know they opened in 61, because that's when we opened our second shop.
And, of course, Ken Johnson's was popular, popular in town for a long time.
One point I'd like to talk about here in regard to the shopping center and how it was built. We were just talking at the shop before I left about they used to call them big box stores.
Right,
big box stores. Well, Barracks Road was built with a lot of them. F.W. Woolworth Company started a separate chain called Woolco, and they were trying to be competitors to Kmart. That Kmart had been started by the Kresge 5 and 10 cent store, very successful. So they jumped in. They built one in Barracks Road. Well, they built it for them. They rented it, and it was the biggest store built in Charlottesville up to that point in time for a retail store. It was 120,000 square feet.
Wow.
People used to come out just to look at a building to build it. It was strange.
And where was the Woolco?
Woolco is what I was going to talk about. That Woolco is where Harris Teeter is now, at Bed Bath and Beyond.
And later, the Roses, I guess, was there.
Well, Roses was down the other way.
Yeah.
But that's the point I wanted to make with it. They had big box stores, and there weren't many stores. The stores were there. The space was taken, but in number. But since then, and there was also Millen Roads put a big store there. That backs right up to the fountain and runs down some of the ladies' fashion shops in that.
Uh-huh.
But all of them have been cut up, like the Kroger store now is cut into lots of small stores, the original Kroger's. Ken Johnson Cafeteria, the ice cream store, was always there. Then the cafeteria, 11,000 feet, well, that's been cut into three. And so you look at these big box stores, and they've been cut into lots of others, which by that time in doing, Federal was owned us by then, and they were very innovative in how to do a shopping center, and they've just done remarkably well in creating the smaller shops at very quality that we have in Barracks Road.
Let me ask you this. We're talking with Ken Staples of Staples Barbershop. Before I let you go, what is it that made this work? When you look back over, you know, your dad opens this in 1923, you moved to Barracks Road in 59. You know, 50 years later, you're still there, open for business every day. What makes it work? How do you, when you look back and you say, well, this is the, if you could put your finger on one thing that really makes a successful business, what do you think it is?
Desire to be a successful business. I look at the barbershop business, you've got to like people and you've got to want to be around people. You've got to be able to converse and want to converse. That's a creation of what it is. And out of that, you get haircuts.
Right, right.
So that's what it is. And I still have the drive. I'm not quite up to what I was some years ago to stand at 10, 12 hours a day and do it all. But I still enjoy doing it, love it, still like to go to my shop every morning. So
that's great. Well, I enjoy going there as well. And you're right about how it's really not about the haircut. It's about the conversations that take place. And that's what
right.
I always enjoy.
Mostly.
Ken Staples of Staples Barbershop celebrating 50 years at the Barracks Road Shopping Center. They opened April 30th, 1959. It's always a sincere honor to have you here, and let's get you back again real soon.
Thank you very much, Coy. Enjoyed being here again.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.